Hey there, welcome back to day two of our Christmas Advent devotional series called Unwrapping Christmas, Viewing the Nativity Through Luke's Eyes. That has been beautifully written by my friend Sue Bolt. So without further ado, here is day two, beginning with Luke 1, 3 through 4. It seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding of all things from the very first, to write to you an orderly account, most excellent Theophilus, that you may know the certainty of those things in which you were instructed. An orderly account. In Luke's gospel, the Christmas story unfolds with a medical doctor's analysis for an accurate and concise narration of the Savior's life. Our Savior, King Jesus, who steps into our disorder, our muck and mire, and shakes our lives from upside down to right side up. The one who brings order, meter, and rhyme to our life stories that have gone terribly wrong. Luke is writing to Theophilus, an unknown but honored gentleman whose name means friend of God. Luke, who has studied Jesus' life from every angle, who has questioned eyewitnesses, and who has experienced the love of Christ for himself, writes to each of us as well. Amazing. Amazing, because we too, like Theo, are called friends of God. And why does Luke write? So that Theo and we, who would follow in faith, could know the certainty of what we believe, the certainty of what we have experienced, the certainty of God's word, the miraculous invading, the mundane, the divine piercing, the doubtful, the breath of life quickening the pulse of the hopeless and dying. Luke wants us to understand. He doesn't want us just to take our faith at face value without the depth of comprehension of all the whys Lord Jesus came to earth. Why he subjected himself to leaving heaven's incomprehensible wonder to earth's bloody, muddy, messy, and selfish terrain. Why God moved into our neighborhood. Why the twinkle light celebration we love was actually a rescue mission for our souls. Luke doesn't want us to guess. He wants us to understand it all. And he wants us to understand with assured confidence. So here are some things to ponder on. What are some things you know to be certain about God? Take a minute just to ponder on that. List some things in your mind that you are certain about God. And how does today's devotional speak to you personally? Thank you, Father, for your word that brings us faith to believe with certainty of your divine love. Thank you for helping us understand your love that rescues our souls and is the breath of life in our everyday. Amen. Hey, if you haven't received Jesus as your Savior and you would love for him to come into your life, say this prayer with me out loud right where you are. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus. Your word says in John 6:37, all those the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never drive away. So I know that you will never drive or cast me out, but you take me in, and I thank you for it. You say in your word in Romans 10:13, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I'm calling on your name, so I know you have saved me now. You also say, God, in Romans 10:9-10, If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. I believe in my heart Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I believe that he was raised from the dead for my justification, and I confess him now as my Lord. And I do believe with my heart that I've now become the righteousness of God in Christ, and I am saved. Thank you, Lord. If you prayed this for the first time, I would love for you to email me. I'll send you a free gift. And stay tuned for tomorrow's Advent devotion.